Welcome to Bee's Table Talk, the podcast in which we have great conversations about business and our economy. My name is Bee Kyle, the president and CEO of the St. Paul Area Chamber, and I'm glad you have joined us. This is my favorite part of my month, my chance to have conversations with fascinating people and organizations among us, doing great things within the community and within their organizations. My guests today are a team of folks. Our introduction and initial conversation late in 2021 came out of the Chamber's work, both on workforce development and equity and inclusion. I had heard great things about what they were doing and was so impressed after meeting them that I invited them to join me on a podcast to share this work with you all. So Karen Knudsen, Arnella Veslagic-Bierke, and Cole Wensman, together with InHealth Partners, lead their St. Paul Anchor Strategy. What is that, you ask? Well, that's why we're here. Health Partners has a long history of health equity work, and that's been refocused with great intentionality into a strategy intended to build more trust with, drive more business to, and hire and elevate more people from the community. They're taking a grassroots approach, which you know I appreciate, and directly impacting individuals and small businesses in their and on their home turf. So thank you all for joining me today. So glad you're here.
Good to be here.
Thank you, everybody. So they're all muting themselves, of course, because with a team, sometimes it's hard not to talk over one another, but they're all here. And so first of all, I know listeners would like to get to know about each of you as individuals. You know, what was the path that brought you to Health Partners? Can you introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name is Arnella Veslagic-Bierke. You said that almost perfect.
I got to practice.
I am a nutrition and clinical nutrition director at Regents Hospital, and I have been at Regents for just about 6 years. I came to Health Partners after working a few years for Allina, and that was right before I switched my career and wanted to work in the healthcare. I am originally from Bosnia and came here in 1995. And I love working at Health Partners because there's so many values that align with mine. So that's why I stayed for so long, and I'm going to keep being here for a long time.
Thank you, Arnella.
And hi, I'm Karen Knudsen. I'm a purchasing director for Health Partners. I've been with the organization now for 16 years. And I started here a year after I moved to the Minnesota area. Prior to this, I worked in hospitality in various cities across the U.S. And when I settled here, I was really looking for an organization and to really work a long time with. And Health Partners had such a great reputation for being a great place to work, and a lot of feedback about how they're really rooted into the communities that they serve. So it's been a great place to work. It's been a great organization to be a part of, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what the next 16 years has to offer.
Can you believe you've said 16 years? Looking back, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. So thank you and welcome again, Karen.
And hello, my name is Cole Wensman. I'm the newbie on the team. I've only been here a year and a half with Health Partners. And I completed the University of Minnesota Master of Healthcare Administration program, graduated a year and a half ago. And traditionally, after the program, many students choose to complete an administrative fellowship. And, you know, with lots of options on where to go to do that administrative fellowship, my first choice was always Health Partners and Regions and Methodist Hospitals because of the culture and the values that Arnella and Karen talked about. So very, very fortunate to have gotten my first choice of fellowship here at Health Partners, and accordingly, very fortunate to have had the opportunity to work on this St. Paul Anchor strategy.
Very nice. Thank you. Again, welcome all three of you. And so we met originally because I wanted to learn about this St. Paul Anchor strategy and explore possible collaboration. Health Partners, one of the largest employers in St. Paul. I would agree with you. My experience of that organization, they're a real civic partner, very intentional in that work. Can you introduce our listeners to this strategy and Health Partners thinking about why you needed it?
Sure. As an organization, Health Partner, it really has a long history of addressing health equity. We had many committees that would focus on reducing the healthcare disparities, increasing diversity and inclusion in our workplace, and engaging with communities to address all the social factors that affect health, such as education, housing, and access to food. After the George Floyd was murdered in summer 2020, Health Partners re-energized our work to accelerate the progress in our goal. And our goal was always to improve health equity and stand against systematic racism by forming equity, inclusion, and anti-racism cabinet. This cabinet is made up of diverse set of leaders in our organization. And Andrea Walsh, president and CEO of Health Partners, is the main leader of it. Then we have our Dr. Stephen Jackson's right here from Regions, and Dr. Yang Yang, and they serve as the chairs of this cabinet. Out of this, initially, that's how St. Paul Anchor was formed. Our president, Megan Remark, along with our VP of Supply Chain, Vinny, they decided to form St. Paul Anchor and have a group of leaders here who would work on St. Paul area, but then we extended that to Minneapolis and corridor. The cabinet's work is organized around the four cornerstones. It's advancing health equity, partnering with community, advocating for change, increasing diversity and inclusion in our workplace, and finally, strengthening our commitment to St. Paul. It's the city where we are. And St. Paul Anchor strategy is going to be a tool that we're going to be using, and we're here to discuss this with you today.
Sorry, I was muted there. So thank you for that. So you build this anchor strategy. So what's the primary goal? I mean, you're already here. And beyond theory or beyond philosophy, there's actual impact where you want to, you know, somehow engage in measurable change. So what were the goals of the strategy, and how do you three fit into the work?
Yeah, I can, this is Cole. I can take that one. You know, as you already mentioned, Health Partners has been in the community a very long time. It's the largest private employer in St. Paul, and is a trusted anchor institution of the community. You know, Regents Hospitals opened its doors in 1872, and obviously a lot has changed since then. Horses no longer help bring patients to the hospital in an emergency.
Nice.
The anchor strategy is designed to build on that really long history of community partnership. And the specific goal is to lead health and economic development strategies to measurably impact community well-being. And we want to do this by building more trust, employing and elevating more people from our community, and doing more business and promoting business in the St. Paul community. So accordingly, these are what we call the three pillars of the anchor strategy: more trust, more people, and more business. So we represent the more business pillar, and the goal of our more business team is to use Health Partners and Regents Hospital organizational resources and expertise and connections to promote, support, and partner with small businesses in the St. Paul community, knowing that health is so much more than the care you receive inside the walls of a hospital or a clinic. It's, you know, so much more. It's housing, it's having a stable job, it's having a safe place to access healthy food. And we're hoping by, you know, partnering with the community And promoting one of those social determinants, the business, having a safe place to work and a place to have a job that we can have a broader impact that will fulfill even the overall mission of Health Partners, which is to improve health and well-being in partnership with members, patients, and the community. So not only are we supporting, you know, our local anchor strategy goal, but we're really fulfilling the whole organizational goal as well.
Well, I love that. I love big thinking. And my approach always is, how do we drill down big thinking where it actually impacts a human, impacts a business? And, you know, so let's talk about what are some specific tactics you've employed. So when you take these really valuable and big priorities, and then you want to create impact, how are you doing that?
This is Karen. That's a great question. You know, I think we all went into this with thoughts on how we were going to do it. And as we've been going through it, wow, it's really changed. You know, the more companies that we've talked to, the more businesses that we've talked to, you know, I think, and some of the best ideas have really come from those businesses themselves. You know, a couple of the things that we've been doing in our approaches, Health Partners belongs to a large group purchasing organization called Premier. And that Premier group purchasing organization is made up of thousands of hospitals across the United States. And together, Premier contracts for these large groups of healthcare institutions. And so part of it is allowing these small businesses to take advantage of contracts and pricing that they normally wouldn't have the opportunity to take advantage of. So through our group purchasing organization, Premier, they're these small businesses can sign up to access the same pricing that Health Partners accesses, you know, for products and for services. You know, another thing is through Premier, there's a program called Stocked. Think of it as like an Amazon-ish type marketplace where they can go and shop for goods and services. All of the pricing is transparent. It's there for them to do price comparisons before. And none of this costs any of the businesses that sign up. There's no cost to them. You know, so it's a free program that they can, you know, again, access pricing contracts and have this marketplace access. You know, so we're, you know, the goal is to, you know, get businesses signed up. Hopefully they take advantage of these things and find value, thinking that the cost of goods for them, if we can lower that, you know, that can impact their bottom lines tremendously. You know, another thing was, you know, we're gearing up to help mentor some of these businesses. There's a lot of internal resources to Health Partners and trying to understand how can we provide those resources to these small businesses. You know, is it within our human resources or within our financial sectors, you know, outside of, you know, purchasing and contracting? You know, we have a wide, you know, we're the largest employer, a lot of people with some great talent, you know, then really want to give back to the community. So it's, you know, it's looking at setting up some of the mentoring programs. You know, we're part of the Power Up Teen Leadership Council, you know, and that's working with, you know, teens in St. Paul to allow them to see what are the opportunities for future jobs within healthcare. And then also, you know, we've been doing a lot of work within Health Partners to promote small businesses internal to our organization. You know, if we have an intranet site, where we posted, you know, places, if you're thinking about catering, you know, whether that's for business purposes or personal purposes, you know, list of restaurants within St. Paul that, you know, are small business, minority owned, BIPOC owned, you know, and we have a business of the month promotion that we're every month we're featuring a different business. And we featured everything from towing services to cookies to, you know, and we've got a plan for the next couple of months and looking at, you know, some future things and looking at, you know, a bike shop, you know, things like that. And so really trying to promote within our own employee space, these businesses, whether it be for business or personal use.
This is great. So I'd like to pause on this question and talk about two of them you've mentioned, because this, I find these particularly interesting. Particularly if I'm a listener and I'm a small business and I really would like some visibility with Health Partners. Give us a case study. Give, you know, you've talked about a couple of specific examples about how you found, got in contact with one and they took you to another and they brought you to a third and how you're either using their services or promoting them. Can you give us a couple of examples?
Karen, I can take that one. So we started with a few neighborhood business organizations to start meeting small businesses. And then actually the first business that we met when we got this idea of promotion and working individually with each one was, it was a Zoom call with St. Paul Chamber. When you have that program that if businesses will take some interns and that you would pay for it. So I was there to learn about the program and there was a lady, her name was Audra, and she was talking about her small business. She's a woman of color who started skincare business for girls. And I asked her to stick around and we exchanged emails. And then she also mentioned that she would like to get into retail. So we met, we talked about her goals. I talked to her about, you know, what we can do. And now we have her selling her product in our gift shop and the Methodist gift shop. She was one of our business of the month. Currently, Karen actually is working to help her with some costs of printing because she does have these beautiful coloring books that are very empowering to children. They have these beautiful positive messages. So she then emailed me a few days later and said, well, I have these friends. They have a company called Love You Cookie. And do you think you can work with them? So then I meet up with them and we had a great conversation. Again, they sign up the premier contract and they also extend it to the bakery that works with them. And we are now selling their cookies at our region's cafeteria. And I got to tell you, the business has been great. out each time, whatever we order. So then, you know, we get this, so these businesses are selling, are sending us new businesses. They said, well, you know, can you help Janita's cookies? So now her product, I mean, it's the same story, you know, we put in a coffee shop. And so they are seeing value and they are sending it. Said, so that's our goal. We want to help one business at a time. And so far it's working great.
Well, that was not an intentional plug. I just got to call that out. I didn't know you were, but that's fabulous. When I think about our work, our goal is to create connections that count. Our goal is to add real value by introducing you to other people. And the fact that you took it upon yourself to connect with this woman and this business and make something happen. I mean, the empowerment for every individual to impact change in your life can't be overstated. That is just tremendous. Who would think an organization of your size ultimately comes down to individuals like you who can see other individuals in a room or in a Zoom call and identify an opportunity. And it's independent of the size of your organization or theirs, but you as two humans connect. I find that absolutely remarkable. And in my mind, that's how we make a change, is that you saw her and connected. And then there's this whole line of other opportunities. So congratulations. And thank you for just seeing things that way. Health Partners is lucky to have your group. I wanted to also, on that note, the premier purchasing work, that is, again, really exciting. Karen, can you kind of lay out how that works? So I'm a small business and I get that large company, one of our goals as a chamber is to leverage the strength of the big companies in service to the small, which is what you're doing. So I'm a small business, I'm listening to this and I hear this premier purchasing thing. What does that mean and how could I actually take advantage of that?
Yeah, so what it means is that it opens up the door for these small businesses to have access to contracts and pricing. And it could be for products that they're currently buying from suppliers that they're currently doing business with. And for that, it would just mean a change in the price that they're accessing for those things. And it's everything and it's things that every business uses, right? Every business needs office supplies in, you know, one way or another, right? Can't get away from pens and paper. Cleaning supplies, janitorial supplies, services, if businesses are doing shipping, being able to access, you know, really great pricing, you know, for FedEx, so the process is really pretty simple. It is literally a 3-page form that they fill out. Then we have my VP, Vinny, is the sponsor. So he signs off on it. It gets sent to our premier GPO. They have 24-hour support for, you know, these businesses. You know, if they have access to the site, they can go on, they can see what contracts are out there for them. It gives them all of the contract information, the business information. And then if they have questions or they, you know, want somebody to look at the pricing for them, Premier supports in that way as well. So I know it's one of those, you know, wow, sounds kind of too good to be true. And it really is part of, you know, building up a trust with these businesses, because, you know, you hear time and time again, you know, there's no cost, it's a great value. But it really is. I mean, we're really trying to do something good for these businesses. And, you know, if we can allow them access to, you know, great pricing on agreements for services, I think it's a definite win.
Don't think my team won't be reaching out. I mean, it's like all of us can take advantage of that. And really, really excited about that opportunity and thoughtful way for you to extend the leverage and the agency that a large organization has and share that with small businesses. So really kudos to you. Great, great idea. What is some of the feedback you're getting? How are people responding to, you know, any of these areas of the anchor strategy? What's the feedback you're getting so far?
So I have a few feedbacks that we received. Is it okay if I just read them?
Please. So
from Love You Cookie feedback from their founder and CEO. He said, in the last few years, there has been a lot of passionate conversation around addressing the racial health and wealth disparities in our community. Many corporations pledged their support and resources to Black-owned businesses. St. Paul Anchor is one of the very few initiatives that has married good intentions to thoughtful action to create tangible, significant, and lasting impact for Black-owned business and the communities they serve. More importantly, there is no barrier to access these resources, and there is no fine print. Their partnership with small businesses like Love You Cookie are practical and surgical in pinpointing exactly what we need to thrive. It's a partnership grounded in equity and justice, the kind our community desperately deserves. Another one that I have is from Audra, which is my first contact. Audra says, thanks again for all and your team at Health Partners are doing to support my small business and foster economic equity and inclusion. While we all have a long way to go, and that's the truth, right? Mm-hmm. St. Paul Anchor strategy is impressive. You're a model organization, and I hope you're proud of all you have done thus far and for the changes it will make in the future. And if we have time, I have Janita's cookies, Janita's jar. She said, thank you for your commitment to support of Black-owned businesses. Systems change and increased access to opportunities begin with programs like St. Paul Anchor Strategy. I'm excited to join my fellow small business owners as we build financially strong and thriving business. So there's a few, we're just hoping, you know, there's going to be many more like this.
And isn't that exciting for you? I mean, I am a firm believer in the power of one. You know, change happens one moment, one person, one opportunity at a time. You simply do it again and again and again. And here are tangible examples of how you have changed the course for these small businesses. That's got to be rewarding for you as a group.
Yes, it is.
Marvelous. Well, thank you for that. And thank you for sharing those stories I'll be looking into the Premier Purchasing. I'll also be looking at buying these cookies myself. So on that note, thank you. And I'd like to talk a little bit to you as individuals, because there's, again, going back to our approach to work and to life, that no matter the size of a company, gets down to the human element, which is you, which is us, to actually activate on and be the face and the voice for priorities that really, and that's where you touch people. And particularly in the healthcare sector these last 2 years, how are you three handling? You've got this anchor strategy, which is all about more, frankly. It's new, but you're really focusing on reaching out to companies individually, high touch. You've got a lot of stress in the healthcare system. How are you all experiencing the work? How's your energy level? How are you doing overall?
Well, we're
They're all smiling and looking at each other.
It's been last 2 years. It's been tiring, to say at least, you know, and stressful. And we know what, you know, healthcare workers are going through. But to be honest with you, this added work, it's the part of the job that brings that energy back, you know, because you refill your batteries with this is almost like a food for my soul that helps me keep going. So as much as sometimes it takes time and some extra work, it's also, you know, enjoyable and brings me happiness. Also gets me to, I am amateur photographer, so gets me to visit these, you know, businesses, take some photos, and that's the work that I love to do. So it really did help to cope with everything else these last 2 years brought to us.
Awesome. Karen, Cole, anything you guys wanted to add to that?
Yeah, I would agree with Ornella's comments. Yeah, I mean, this is the one meeting when the three of us meet on a weekly basis or a touch base. I look at my calendar and I just can't wait to connect with them because, you know, we know the work is important. You know, even though healthcare has been stressed over the past couple of years, right, this is about our community, and our community is stressed as well. You know, especially small businesses, you know, a lot of them haven't made it, you know, through the past 2 years, unfortunately. So, you know, if we can make just a little difference in helping these small businesses make it, you know, through these stressful times, you know, that means a lot. And to be a part of that is just, it's so rewarding.
Awesome.
And I think our meetings are just almost a chance to exhale, to just take a breath and kind of connect on this really exciting work. And, you know, we all want ways to help our care teams who are just doing extraordinary work and are getting maybe a little burned out and tired after a long pandemic. So any way we can get out ahead, and even if it's in a small way, improve community health before a patient needs to see our care teams or come into the hospital is, I think, time well spent and very rewarding.
You know, what a message for all of us about the need for soul food in the midst of our work, that we can't lose sight of the things that really matter for us and shape us and feed us. I appreciate your thoughts about that. And then, which makes me think about the year ahead, and it's a good message for me as well. You know, we're just entering 2022. I think about the challenges of planning right now, given that we have so few guideposts to help us. Can each of you give me three words that you would use to describe your expectations of 2022? Personal or professional? This is a fun way for me to hear, you know, what you're thinking.
All right, I'll do first. Heart, head, health.
So I actually would probably go the opposite direction. There's probably three words that I don't want to hear in 2022. Surge, supply chain shortage, variants.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay. How about you, Cole?
And, you know, I'll add my glasses half full perspective. I'm hopeful about the future. I'm optimistic about what the next year may bring. And my third word would be collaborative. I think, you know, we've had some just excellent collaboration spurned by the challenges of the past. And that'll need to continue, not only for the pandemic, but just in life in general. I'm hopeful that this collaboration that we've seen will continue into the future.
You know, it's funny you should say that, Cole, because one of my words for 2020 really has been an observation with these last 2 years, and then as we move forward, has been convergence. There's been such a convergence, collision, crash of business versus community. And I use that in air quotes because that's such an artificial and random division. Professional versus personal. Though our audience is listening to this on iTunes, we're Zooming, so we get to look at each other's home offices, your personal space. So there's been a collision of personal and professional. There's been, so there's just this convergence such that in the Minnesota marketplace where that isn't really comfortable, typical, or the norm, I find it to be really gratifying because the more we can humanize who we are and what we're doing, just like what Health Partners is doing, you are humanizing your organization. You're making sure that we see the people behind the brand and the name. That's where, in my mind, you create real impact. So the more we can embrace convergence and see each other as humans as we work together on things that matter to us, the more work we can get done. So thank you for that. And then my final question for you really has to do with input back to me and my colleagues, the chamber community. This sector is built and designed, and really we serve at the pleasure of for businesses and our members, and our businesses, our members sometimes are nonprofits. A lot of them are nonprofits, large and small. And so I like to hear from all of our guests, you know, from your perspective, what is the chamber's number one role in service to members in the region?
Yeah, this is Karen. I can take that. You know, I think it's exactly what you're doing. It's promoting your small businesses, you know, within your community, you know, and within the larger businesses within your community. It's really around successful connections and then promoting the successes within your members as well. So, you know, we really appreciate, one, being able to connect with the chamber, having the ability to make those connections with those small businesses, and really are looking for feedback on, you know, how can we do it more, and what are the other things that we can potentially help small businesses with? I think having a forum to get that feedback is important as well.
Appreciate that, a forum for feedback. You know, when I started working at the chamber about 5 years ago, and we set some very clear strategic goals for the organization, and most of them had to do with where our culture was going, that we needed to catch up, frankly, in some areas, and we needed to seize new opportunities. During the pandemic, our five-year plan became a five-month plan. So when we talked about, for example, we needed to further embrace virtual connections and virtual events, because that was going to be the future. And frankly, we can grow only so far as you're willing to drive if we have to do everything in person. So the more we could embrace virtual, the bigger we could be and the more resource we could be. That has been huge for us. Another one has been this idea about mass customization, that the bigger we get as a, not only as an organization, but as a community, the more intimate we need to be. So we all feel like we have a place somewhere, which is why we call this Bee's Table Talk. You know, there's room at the table. We're just going to scooch. It's Thanksgiving, a new person's here. You just scooch. You make room and somebody sees you and misses you when you're not there. And it has everything to do with that personal experience and how can you create that within a large organization, which of course is what you're doing with the anchor strategy. I see these small companies. I know you. I've been there. I've taken pictures of you. And I want to support you using the resources that we have. Powerful, powerful change mechanism. And Cole, can you tell folks how to find out more about all the work that you're doing so folks can plug in with you, maybe even get a photo from Ornella?
Yeah, absolutely. So Anybody looking to, find out more about any of the programs we talked about, the Premier Program, Small Business of the Month. And also, if anyone would like to connect with us about exploring new partnerships or ideas or giving us feedback, which we absolutely welcome. We do have an email address for you. It's stpaulanchor.business@healthpartners.com. And that's stpaulanchor, STPAUL, anchor.business@healthpartners.com. And that's how anybody can get a hold of us. And we welcome any inquiries or feedback at any time.
I really appreciate that. And I'll include that contact email in our show notes. So you three, again, I can't tell you how much I just was so impassioned when we talked. I had to elevate what you're doing and really promote it and celebrate it. So thank you for being humans and a big organization in service to others. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us here. We appreciate you giving us this platform to promote what we do, but also to try to make new connections and to have people start reaching out to us too. We appreciate the work that you do and what the chamber does. And please, if there's anything that you start certain initiatives and you feel that we are the right people that can help you with, let us know and we'll find a way to help you. So I think this is a great partnership and relationship that's, in making, and we're happy to do this. It's amazing.
I as well. Thank you very much, all of you. And unfortunately, we've run out of time, but appreciate your time and your organization and what you're doing for us. And thank you to our listeners for joining us at Bee's Table Talk. Tune in again for more conversations ahead as we hear from business leaders in the greater MSP region on how they and their companies are adapting to the ever-changing business environment and culture. Thanks to all, and we will see you in the trenches.